Welcome back to The Prompt by Kuro House. Today, we're diving into some big moves in AI and politics, plus fresh tech from OpenAI and Meta. Let's get right into it. First up, a political clarification around AI use in legislation. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna from Florida recently addressed rumors that her staff used AI to write an amendment for the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act. According to The Verge, Luna confirmed her team used AI only for spell checking the amendment summary, not for drafting the actual bill text. She emphasized that no legislation is ever drafted with AI, as the House Legislative Council prohibits it. This comes amid growing concerns about AI's role in legal and political documents. Next, a $27 million AI-fueled political battle in New York ended in a surprising draw. The Verge reports that Alex Bors, a tech-savvy assemblyman backed by AI industry super PACs, narrowly lost the Democratic primary for New York's 12th congressional district. Bors had co-authored the RAISE Act, which introduced AI safety regulations, drawing fierce opposition from pro-AI deregulation groups funded by big players like OpenAI. Despite heavy spending on both sides, Bors fell short to Michael Lasher, who had strong political establishment support. This race highlighted the growing influence and complexity of AI in political campaigns nationwide. On the tech front, OpenAI unveiled its first custom AI chip, developed with Broadcom. TechCrunch shares that the chip, named Jalapeno, is designed specifically for running AI inference tasks more efficiently. Early tests show it delivers better performance per watt compared to current GPUs, potentially lowering operating costs for real-time AI applications like coding assistants. This move reduces OpenAI's reliance on NVIDIA hardware and marks a strategic push to optimize AI infrastructure across the board. It's a big step toward making AI faster, more reliable, and more affordable. Meanwhile, Meta is rolling out a new AI companion app for Facebook creators. According to TechCrunch, this app is a standalone evolution of Creator Studio, designed to help creators grow their audiences with AI-powered insights. The AI assistant offers personalized recommendations, like when to post and how to engage with comments, all in a conversational format. It also drafts replies that creators can edit, streamlining community management. This launch is part of Meta's broader strategy to keep creators engaged as competition heats up with TikTok and YouTube. Finally, Google is updating how it handles your search data for AI training purposes. Wired explains that Google's new search service's history setting stores media uploads like images and audio from your searches to improve its AI models. Crucially, this setting is enabled by default, meaning your data could be used unless you actively opt out. Users can disable this via the Google My Activity page, but the data may still be retained for up to 4 years even after deletion. This change raises important questions about privacy and the growing burden on users to protect their own data. That's a wrap on today's top AI stories. From political battles to custom chips and new creator tools, AI continues reshaping many aspects of our world. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House. Catch you tomorrow for another update.